And in this episode, I'm going to show you three ways that you can use essential oils in your therapy room, even if you're not an aromatherapist. And all of these ways are 100% safe and 100% legal, and they won't interfere with your insurance policy at all. So you probably know that you need to have insurance to be able to use essential oils on the skin in a treatment as a therapist. So if you're an aromatherapist, obviously you're completely covered. If you took other courses that include essential oils, you may be insured to use essential oils for particular treatments. So, for instance, I teach the 5-Oil Facial and the Indian Head Massage, and both of those courses include essential oils. So my students can get insurance to use essential oils in the Indian Head Massage or in a 5-Oil Facial. That would be the particular oils that we have covered in the course. And there's other courses out there by other people that will let you get insurance to use essential oil on the skin. But just to be careful, unless your insurance policy specifically allows you to use essential oils on the skin in a treatment, then don't do it. It's not worth the risk. And plus, of course, for your client's well-being and your own peace of mind, you really want to know what you're doing when you use essential oils. But there are ways that you can use oils in your therapy room, even if you're not an aromatherapist, and it's 100% safe, it's 100% legal, and the insurance company are perfectly happy with it. You can use essential oils in a burner. You can use them as part of your cleaning routine, and you can use them for clients to inhale if they have sinusitis or congestion. I'm going to go through each of these ways. I'm going to give you a suggested recipe for each, and I'm going to give you any contraindications to any of the oils that I mentioned, so you know that you'll be safe to use them. So first of all, burning essential oils in your reception and or your therapy room. There's a beautiful blend of oils I absolutely love. I refer to it as my cranky day blend because it's a beautiful blend if you've had one of those days where you're tired and cranky and you're probably going to find it hard to sleep. The oils I use are bergamot, lavender and ylang ylang. To use them in a burner, I would add one drop of each oil to the burner. I wouldn't be tempted to use more than that, even if you're thinking, I can't smell it now, I must put more oils in. The only reason you can't smell it is that you've become used to it. It's just like if you're cooking and you don't smell anything and then someone comes in and says, oh, that smells gorgeous, but you can't smell anything. It's just, as I say, your nose has become used to the smell, so it's not registering anymore. But those oils they're so powerful. Bergamot is often referred to as the little oil of stress because it's very calming and it's uplifting at the same time. Lavender is a lovely soothing oil that balances the mood. And ylang ylang has some amazing properties. Ylang ylang controls the breathing rate, it controls the heart rate, and it controls adrenaline in the system. Ylang ylang I would often call the emotional crutch because it's particularly good for ongoing stress. So having that blend going in your burner as your client walks in, it's just going to make them feel so calm immediately before you even start doing the treatment. Isn't that a lovely way to start off? And also, bergamot and lavender are antiviral. Lavender is also antibacterial. And what they do when they're in the burner is that they will attack airborne microbes and they prevent the spread of infectious conditions such as colds, flus, any kind of bugs. Bergamot is perfectly safe to use in a burner. If you're going to use it on the skin, you need to be careful if you're going to go out in bright sunlight. Ylang ylang is also quite safe to use in a burner as long as you use it alongside another oil. If you use ylang ylang by itself, it can be a bit heady, so it can leave you with a bit of a headache. And lavender, the only time you wouldn't use lavender is if somebody is pregnant. Now, I would be very, very surprised if lavender in a burner ever caused any harm to a mother or a baby, but using essential oils, we want to be 100% safe. So what I would say is that if you don't know whether somebody pregnant might come in, then just burn the bergamot and the ylang ylang. Maybe replace the lavender with neroli or frankincense. Neither of those have any contraindications in a burner. The second way to use essential oils is as part of your cleaning routine. The recipe I'm going to share with you is antibacterial, antiviral. It also creates a beautiful shine on taps and it smells absolutely wonderful. What you need for the cleaning product is a spray bottle. You can get a spray bottle maybe from the garden centre. I prefer, if possible, not to use a spray bottle that has had other cleaning products in it before. You also need fresh water, washing up liquid or liquid soap, and essential oils of eucalyptus and lemon. To make the product, all you need to do is add the water and a couple of squirts of washing up liquid and the essential oils to the bottle. I would say for each 50ml of water that you have, I'd add 2 drops each of lemon and eucalyptus. And then you spray any surfaces that you want to clean. If possible, leave it for a couple of minutes and then just come back and wipe it off. And that means that the oils and the washing up liquid or liquid soap have had a chance to sit on the surfaces and destroy any bacteria, viruses or droplets that may have been there. And as well as smelling absolutely gorgeous, this product smells really, really clean, which is lovely when a client walks into the bathroom or comes into the therapy room. That clean, fresh smell is just lovely. There's no contraindications to eucalyptus, and lemon is only contraindicated if you use it on the skin before going out in bright sunlight or using a sunbed. So to use it in the cleaning product, you spray it on, wipe it off, you're going to get a minimal amount, if any, on the skin. If you do get a small amount on, it's not going to really make any difference. The third way to use essential oils in your therapy room, if you're not your own therapist, is to put them into a basin of warm water for the client to inhale during a treatment. So, for instance, if the client has sinusitis, you could have a bowl of hot water in the room with a drop each of eucalyptus and lavender in it. If you do massage, maybe a client might start off lying face down. And you could have the bowl of warm water under the face hole. Make sure it's not too close to the face or anything like that. And then as you do the massage, they can inhale the eucalyptus and lavender. I would just check in with them as well that the aroma wasn't too overpowering as you're working. When you finish the back massage and the client turns over then, you could maybe do a sinus massage and use vegetable oils like eucalyptus and sweet almond, which are pain-killing and anti-inflammatory. So in that way, you're getting the benefit of the sinus massage and the essential oils, and it's really powerful. Obviously, if you're your own therapist, I would add the eucalyptus and lavender to the blend I'm using for the treatment. But if you're not your own therapist, your clients can still get huge benefit from this. An alternative to using the bowl of hot water under the massage table, so if, say, you're doing reflexology or you're doing Reiki or something where the person's not going to lie face down, then I would put a drop of eucalyptus on one side of the pillow and a drop of lavender on the other side of the pillow, not too close to the face, so the client is able to inhale the aroma. Eucalyptus, as I mentioned earlier on, has no contraindications. Lavender shouldn't be used by anyone who's pregnant. I don't think inhaling a small amount of lavender is going to do any harm, but with treating clients, of course, our friends, we want to be 120% certain that nothing we could do could possibly cause any harm. So if someone is pregnant, I would just replace the lavender with something like frankincense, which has no contraindications and is also fantastic for any kind of respiratory complaints. You could do something similar if a client is suffering from anxiety or stress or not sleeping very well. And what I would do is I would use the blend that I suggested for the burner blend. So you'd have your bowl of warm water, and in your bowl of warm water, have 1 drop each of bergamot, lavender and ylang-ylang. And you can just let them inhale that while they're lying face down for a massage treatment. If you're not going to be lying face down for a massage treatment, just have the blend burning in the room. Just as a reminder, I wouldn't use lavender in a blend for anyone who's pregnant. I think there would be a very, very minimal risk of any harm coming from a pregnant woman smelling lavender. But as I said, when you're treating clients or treating friends or yourself, you always want to be 120% certain that nothing you could do could possibly cause any harm. So some good alternatives to lavender that are 100% safe to use during pregnancy would be something like neroli or frankincense. So these are all safe, easy ways to use essential oils, even if you're not an aromatherapist. They're going to help to improve the result that the client gets. It's going to help to give them a better experience, and it's certainly going to encourage them to rebook. Anything you can do to improve the client experience will encourage any booking. I'm putting all the recipes in the show notes just below this episode. If you don't see the show notes as in text straight away, just click on the little information icon and it'll pop up for you. If you'd like to learn more about essential oils, I have a couple of really good options for you. I have a free course, which is all about how to use essential oils. It walks you through exactly how you use them and the contraindications. You can get that on bit.ly/freearoma. That's bit.ly/freearoma. Free aroma is all one word with a capital F and a capital A. And I have the link just below the podcast for you as well. My book, A Step-by-Step Guide to Aromatherapy for Common Ailments, is available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback. It has easy but really effective recipes for over 30 common physical ailments and lots more. I have the link for the book just below the podcast as well. I also have a course where I share some fantastic recipes for your skin, your mood, and your health. The recipes include my Cranky Day blend, my Pain and Infection Zapper blend. There's also recipes for skin rejuvenation, for acne, and lots more. And I share a secret that most aromatherapists don't know that absolutely transformed my blending and got me fantastic results. You can sign up for that course. It's just €27. And the link is bit.ly/aroma/skin/mood/health. So that is bit.ly/aroma/skin/mood/health, all one word, with a capital A, a capital S, a capital M, and a capital H. I have the link below the podcast for you as well. And you're also very welcome to come along and join my free Facebook group, Holistic Business Success. It's a great place for aromatherapists, and holistic therapy students to come along, ask questions, and get support. And I also share some fantastic aromatherapy tips and information and recipes in there as well. The links to the courses, the book, and the Facebook group are just below the podcast. If you don't see them straight away, just click on the little information button and they all pop up. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you for the next episode.